is the designer, the architect, the engineer of this universe. You see, I have come to understand that what we call science is our way of learning and understanding how God works in the natural world. You understand that? I believe that wholeheartedly. What we call science is our way of learning and understanding how God works in the natural world. Well, if we come forward approximately 10 billion years as the gas has cooled down and the third planet from the sun began to form, something happened that even scientists are astounded at. Our Earth just happened to be in the right spot and have the right stuff for life to be created. Water, atmosphere, and carbon, all three of those were present in the Earth. Do you realize that if the Earth were just a small distance farther away or closer to the sun, life as we know it would not be possible? Listen, until the Earth's axis, folks, changes our seasons. As it is, over thousands of years, the Earth's axis toggles between two stars, the North Star, or Polaris, and Vega. And just that small shift makes huge changes in our climate on Earth. You see, scientists call the Earth the anthropic principle. The anthropic principle.
Bill, it's on the next slide, please. You're pretty shy of that. Keep going. There we go.
The anthropic principle. It was designed for life. This Earth was designed for life. If we come forward 46 billion more years, that primordial soup of the Earth's oceans, charged with electricity, and amino acids began to form, and they actually see this happen in a petri dish in the lab. Then if we come forward 100 million more years, amino acid strands come together forming single-celled organisms. Now that's a stretch. You see, they have seen amino acids come together, but in the lab, they can't figure it out. Something is missing. For some reason, life doesn't come in to those amino acids to make single-celled organisms. They just sit there. So where did their life come from? Well, coming forward 100 million more years, these amino acids that had no life decided to have a party and come together to form multicellular organisms. And so finally, one day, a fish crawled out of the primordial soup, and over millions of years, pop, here we are. What do you think? You see, humans are one of the most complex organisms that can be found. Next slide, please. Our bodies and brains are more complex than anything that we can create. Let me just show an example of a little box here. Let's add plastic and silicon, copper in there. Alright? I'm going to start shaking. How long do I need to shake that box before a laptop computer would pop out of it? How long do you think? 10 years? 100 years? It's only 10 years, I might get it myself. They're so expensive, I get one. 100 million years? Well, that's what many scientists believe happened to us.
The primordial soup was just shaken enough that out pops life and eventually comes along us. No, as human beings, we were created with much forethought and design. Well, how does this God relate to us, personal, imminent experiences? You see, God is a personal force with power and personality. So how do we experience this God? Many of us experience this God through nature, by standing on top of a mountain, or by looking into the Grand Canyon, and we're awestruck and we say, "Praise God! Man, how can anyone not believe in God, right?" One of my experiences of God is going up north to the boundary waters north of Lake Superior. And there's water and, of course, fish. Can't forget the fish. Trees and sky. Every once in a while, eagles fly over. And at night, you hear the loon. Anybody ever heard a loon cry? And it is one of the most lonely sounds when they cry. And when it rains, on the water. It is one of the most healing, soulful places I have ever been, north of Lake Superior. Also, 1 year we went to the Rocky Mountains. Actually, this year we went to the Rocky Mountains. And we were up there 14,000 feet, and David says, we just got to stop and praise Jesus. That's right. We just have to stop and praise Jesus. Many of us experience God through this church community. You see, I believe that church is like a stained glass window, and each of us are a pane. Each of us are like a different colored pane of glass. And when the sun shines through, doesn't that make a beautiful picture? If you look at the one in the back with Jesus and the sheep, doesn't that make a beautiful picture? Now think about each of us being like that different colored pane of glass. I got to finish the sentence there. And God's power shines through that in a church family. Think of the beautiful picture that is created with our talents that God has given us. And all these other things that God has given us. Just like Psalm 19 says, we have experiences of God all around us. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims God's handiwork. Many of us experience God through children. Just the other night, I had one of those experiences. For some reason in our camper, the boys were grating on my nerves. They finally went to bed. I think probably I meant they finally went to bed. Parents, we understand that, right? And when I walked into bed, I stopped by their rooms, as I always do, to kiss them goodnight and to say a prayer with them. And they had already fallen asleep. And I looked at them. And I know it probably sounds kind of corny, but I got teary-eyed. And I just praised God for the gift that God allowed me to raise His children. You know what I'm saying? You see, God is real. God is alive. God gives us life. I have another movie clip that will bring all this together. And I want to explain it a little bit. The doctor received these things from vegans, from they around the planet Vega. Of course, this is fiction for those of you that don't know. And received how to build a ship through the sound waves that came back from Vega. And they spent trillions of dollars to build this machine. Well, to her, it lasted 18 hours, and she got to see all these wondrous things in the universe. But to those who were watching, it lasted about a tenth of a second. And she is saying all these wonderful things that happened, but she has no proof that it happened. Remember, she said in that first clip, I would need proof. Remember that? Well, now she has a congressional hearing that she's got to prove her experience to because of the trillions of dollars that they spent for this project. So we enter as she is beginning to defend herself.